Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God, we give you glory. We give you glory, God. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can turn to Matthew 25. I want to read something here just as you're doing that. This is a bit of a testimony for me. He shall have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Psalm 72, verse 8. How is this going to happen? During a season of prayer in 2010, we were very much engaged in a movement called The Cry, which gathers multiplied thousands across the nation of Canada. And we were very much engaged with it. But at that same time, our local church, we had called prayer meetings for the first Friday night of every month. All-night prayer meetings or open-ended prayer meetings. And we did it right downtown Guelph, the Royal City. And we did it at that time. It wasn't even our church building. We used the church that was one of the original churches in the city. And one of the last prayer meetings of that year, I think it was the 11th one, all right? God is never necessarily early, but he's right on time. And at the last prayer meetings, a significant prophetic word went out that the Holy Spirit explosively downloaded into my heart, and it was this. He said, the head of the baby called awakening is crowning. And any mother knows that when the head of a baby is crowning, a child is about to be birthed. There's an excitement. There is an expectancy. And what is this Holy Spirit awakening that he's referring to and he was referring to? It's an awakening of people to the reality of Jesus Christ wherever we go. So let's go here to Matthew 25. It says there in verse 1, then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, a cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, no, lest there should not be enough for us and for you, but rather go to those who sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you neither know the day nor the hour on which the Son of Man is coming. Jesus is coming soon. And on this, I want to just go over this here a little bit, and I actually learned this from George Woodward, this part of it. But in Jewish weddings, they were held late at night. And they were celebrated at night, and they begin the celebration at the rise of the evening star. And what would happen is that friends of the bridegroom, okay, Jesus is our bridegroom. Friends of the bridegroom would begin to walk the path and declare that the bridegroom is coming, get ready. The friends of the bridegroom. And so this cry was like, oh no, the bride. It wasn't like a fearful thing. This was a joyful celebration. And so the cry went out, the bridegroom is coming, the bridegroom is coming. And more people engaged as they heard that cry. Yeah. This is powerful. Some of these could be your friends and family. Yeah. The more they engaged, the more people came alongside them, and it became a triumphant march. Yeah. Good. See, the awakening of God is for cities, towns, hamlets, and villages. And they would say, look, the bridegroom is coming. And they continued this cry until they were near enough the home of the bride or the church to awaken the sleeping ones. This is literally why they did it. And so there's an urgency that Jesus is coming soon. But he wants to see the gospel of the kingdom preached in all the world as a witness to all nations. And then shall the end come. And so watch this. It says, those who were awakened joyfully proclaimed the good news. And then they all arose. And so they were awakened. The second thing is they trimmed their lamps. And when we trim our lamps, what it is, it's old school where they had oil lamps and there was like a wick. But they had to trim them because the part at the end of the wick, the part that you burn, had already been burned. And so it wasn't really burnable. It had to be cut off. So those areas of our life that cannot burn with the fire of God need to be cut off. Oh, I wish somebody heard me. Hallelujah. And so we got to trim our lamps so that our hearts are set ablaze and on fire again. A friend of mine who pastored in Guelph, he had a friend that came from India and was a radical on fire believer. He was a person that lived in India, from India, but had seen massive people come to Christ. This person came to Canada and was with us in our great nation for 1 month and went back to the nation of India. And his words were this: if you can stay on fire in Canada, you can stay on fire anywhere in the world. Well, I wish somebody heard me. We are blessed beyond measure. And the persecution is very different than what our brothers and sisters face in other parts of the world. But you are called to Canada in this kingdom for such a time as this. Why wasn't it 2,000 years? People say, I wish I could have walked with the time of Jesus. No, I'm glad I'm walking right now. They had Jesus with them. We have Jesus in us. Glory be to God. Everybody say, awaken.
Awaken.
Ignite.
Ignite.
Watch this now. Then as they were getting ready to meet the bridegroom, it says that all of a sudden people began to join in. They begin to join the celebration. What does that mean? They begin to get engaged. And I don't just mean married. But they begin to get engaged in this processional. And 1 Peter 4:10 says that we've all received the gift. At least one. Now minister it to others as a faithful servant of God.
Amen.
Each one of us has received a gift. Now the Fort McMurray fires going back a few years ago, of course, very destructive. But there was one thing that we can learn from it. There's a certain type of pine tree that's in that area that when the heat comes, that's when those cones break open and release the seed. And it comes a little like an explosion. Now watch this. You have gifts on the inside of you. But it's not until holy fire ignites you that those gifts are released. And they don't just kind of, they will explode around you. Promotion does not come from the east or from the west. Promotion comes from the Lord. We sometimes think, if I can just get close enough to Pastor so-and-so, then they will discover my gift. No, they'll just discover, why in the world are they trying to get close to me? You hear what I'm saying? That doesn't mean we don't faithful and honor. Absolutely. Amen. That those who labor in the word of God in prayer, the Bible says, are worthy of double honor. And by the way, that doesn't mean like a double bow. In context, it's actually speaking of financial blessing. Oh, I wish somebody heard me. Say, we're hearing you. Amen. So what is the plan? God wants to awaken a people to the reality of Jesus, see them ignited by his fire, and then engaged in what he's called them to do. And people say, well, does that mean I got to be an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher? No, because we'll all be bumping into each other out there. But God, we are living in a time that it's not just clergy and laity. Every believer is a minister. We are a royal priesthood. And you can lay hands on the sick and see them recover. There was a season I worked at a bank that's colored in red. Okay? And there'd be times the Lord would say to me, I have a prophetic word over your branch manager. How many know that was not in my training? You know, operate with business. I was a business advisor, you know, and I dealt with businesses, multi-million dollars, right? But if that wasn't in my job description, to prophesy over the branch manager. Can you hear me?
Yes.
And so I went in there, and I didn't go in there late to give. I said, can I, you know, give a, I came early.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, I have something. And they already knew me a bit by then, okay? So she was kind of typing, and I said, I have something here that I call it a download. A download, you know, because the old school Blackberries, they used to be, the little red light would come on. Beep, you know, there's something that you had received, right? So I said, I got a download to share with you. And so all of a sudden she stopped typing and like looked right at me. And I was able to release a prophetic word over our branch manager. And then there were the other times where one of the assistant managers would always like yell out about the name of Jesus. Can you imagine, like, if somebody did that about the name of some other religious founder? Yes. It is so politically incorrect. Yes. Yes. But Jesus gets thrown under the bus all the time. Yes. So I would say, I would literally say, this isn't at church, this is in the Red Bank. And my sales did well, so it wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? But there, and another guy came in who was a worship leader. He said, the kingdom of God is actually being manifested in that bank. Yeah. So I'm sharing this testimony to say the kingdom of God wants to manifest wherever we go. Yeah. That we can live supernaturally normal lives. So I eventually said, I would say to them, you know, when they'd kind of shout out, you know, not shout out, but they would take Jesus' name in vain. I say, don't go blaming Jesus. It wasn't his fault. And it began to change everything. So one time I was in the office with the branch manager and the assistant manager, and the assistant manager again takes Jesus' name. And I said, don't go blaming Jesus. So then the branch manager, not even saved yet, said, yeah, don't start blaming Jesus. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. God is a good God. And his kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I am not anti-news. I'm just anti-bad news. I am for good news. And what happens is news can be used as a tool to put fear into the heart of the believer. And we become more politically correct than those who are politically correct. And we apologize for a Savior who has saved the world. I thank him for his pardon. If you think of the cross, that's his pardon. My sins are forgiven, past, present, and future. Thank him for his pardon, and I thank him for his promise. I thank you for your pardon, and I thank you for your promise. I wish I had a cross here, but just picture it. Thank you for your pardon. Thank you for your promise. All of his promises are yes and amen, but I'm thinking of the specific promise that God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. And eternal life does not begin when you die. Yeah. Eternal life is the Zoe life that begins when you get born again. Yeah. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. We got to go back to these 10 virgins. Hallelujah. It says here, assuredly, in verse 12, I say to you, I don't even know you. Watch therefore, for you do not know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man is coming. In the book of Zechariah, I won't go there, but it's Zechariah chapter 12, verses 10 to 14, and it talks about the different people groups, or not people groups, but different individuals. Like it talks about Levi, and it talks about Nathan. Basically, it's speaking of business leaders, and then it says, and all their family. Wow. All the family. And then it says Nathan, and then it speaks of, you know, those that lead, the religious leaders, and all of their families. And then after that, it just says, and all the other families that remain. So even if your name wasn't called, even if you weren't born, as they say, on the right side of the tracks. Yeah. Sometimes I felt like I was born on the tracks. But I got a kingdom on the inside of me. Hallelujah. And he says, all those that remain in that day, which began on the day of Pentecost, in that day I will pour out a spirit of grace and a spirit of supplication or a spirit of prayer. And it says they will look on the one. And it's speaking of the Jews, but it's also speaking, you can take those promises. It's also speaking of the nation of Canada. They will look on the one whom they have pierced, and they will mourn as one mourns for an only child. And they will say, he is the one. He said, I will pour out a spirit of grace and supplication, and I will drive out sin from the land. The river is flowing. I keep seeing the river flowing. How many are ready saying, I want to have my torch, think of your spirit, man. I want to have my torch lit and on fire. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.